following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details. Prices and store participation may vary.
This is a beer ad for guys who like drinking beer with their buddies and hanging out and high-fiving each other while hanging out and drinking beer. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. It's just the right amount of different. So this beer ad doesn't end with four dudes doing a quadruple high five, because honestly, who does that? Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Branch out. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this National Letter of Intent signing day. For the next hour, we're going to talk a lot of football. We're going to talk a little wrestling. We're going to talk a little basketball. It's all coming up on today's program, so we're glad you're along with us here on this Wednesday. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and our guests include Brian Munson of Big Red Report. We'll also be chatting with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, Tyler Schnitzler of Kennesaw, one of the young men that is signing with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is going to join us. We do not have their complete list as of yet. We do have a list from Hastings College that is already out, and as both those coaches will tell you, theirs will continue to grow. Yeah. When you're at the D1 level, Randy, today's pretty much it. You may, if something happened today, you may filter one in, but you're going to have a lot of kids that went, they said maybe I could go there, but it didn't work out.
So. Yeah, the busy part for the Division II schools are probably really starting in earnest today. They've been working on it, no doubt about it, but the D2 schools are really going to hit the bricks hard after today. Those that didn't get that signing. And those are the kind of players that really can elevate your Division II program. You know, and I don't think of them as leftovers by any stretch, but they're guys that kind of fall through the cracks. Your Danny Woodheads of the world, you know, guys like that. And think about some players. Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State. Dang near slipped into Division. Well, I think that might even be a Division II school. In any event, you have some excellent football players
Walter
out there.
Walter Payton didn't go D1.
Yeah, Walter Payton didn't go D1. So you can find a lot of really outstanding ball players that haven't signed today that are going to make a Division II program outstanding.
Well, a lot of guys out there today. A lot of them are signing. Pretty much everybody has their paperwork into the University of Nebraska, and we will hear from Coach Bo Pelini this afternoon when things get going at 2 o'clock. Johnny Stanton, one of the last guys to get his National Letter of Intent in, but that's because he's in California.
Yeah.
And that's how it all comes across the United States of America. And at last check, it is up to 23 confirmed, and I believe they were at 24 or 25 commits, so almost everybody has sent in their paperwork.
And it does crack me up a little bit how we rate these classes, because I just think so much you don't know. I just for fun, I kind of looked at scout.com's ratings over the last few years, and whatever you want to find by looking at this, you can find. If you want to say, yep, if you recruit pretty well, you're going to do okay. Alabama was number two 4 years ago. They were right up there, number four a couple of years ago, you know, and they end up winning the national championship. But I'm also looking here for Notre Dame and 23rd and not on the list. You know, so, I mean, you can find what you want to find. Tennessee does very, very well. Tennessee hasn't been good for the last 3, 4, or 5 years. And by the way, Jerry Faust was the greatest recruiter of all time because Notre Dame, year in and year out, when he was their head coach, was number one in the country in terms of recruiting. And I don't think he won a bowl game. I don't think he had but like one or two winning records at Notre Dame. So you can whatever you want to find by looking at these numbers, you can find. I will say this. I wish Nebraska was rated number one in terms of recruiting. I will say that. If you what, do I want to be 22nd or number one? I think I'd rather go with number one.
Yeah.
No guarantee. No guarantee that that's going to translate, but I'd rather be higher than lower on that. No question.
888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you would like to join us on the program today, questions for any of our guests, you can sure email or Facebook us, ESPN Superstation. Or, of course, the email has stayed the same, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Since we have the Hastings list, and we will talk with coaches Tony Harper and Daryl Morris tomorrow, flatly from the reason I thought we could find out more tomorrow when all the lists are in and you don't have to worry about dancing around some things. But some of the kids, Jake Fowler headlines this, and what can I tell you about kids out of state? That'll be Coach Harper can tell us about some kids out of state. But Jake Fowler from Adams Central, all-state running back, outstanding get there. Dakota Baumgartner comes from McCook. Grand Island Northwest kicker Brandon Bockel is coming in. Other kids, Tanner Fate, who I know Bob Jensen has had nothing but raving reviews for all year long, the quarterback out of High Plains, four-year starter, 7,000 yards in his career. He's a superstater, and Tanner Fate is also coming in from High Plains. Dante Martinez, not related, I don't think. To the guys in Lincoln. He's coming in from Colorado. Some kids from Omaha are rolling in. Also coming in, Donovan Trumbull's Blake Treat, Parker Trumbull from Blue Hill, Jordan Volk from Cambridge are among some of the Nebraska kids that are going to be joining Hastings College at this time. So there you go.
Well, you mentioned Martinez, Drake Martinez signing with Nebraska. And again, that's one of those things that I look between the lines here a little bit. There's been so much talk about how Bo Pelini's demeanor is on the sideline. He very famously has had some issues with Taylor Martinez on the sideline during the course of games, and that relationship he has with his quarterback and how stormy that is and how hard it is to play for Bo Pelini. And the younger brother is going to play there? Yeah, how bad can he be to play for if you're going to tell your younger brother, hey, why don't you come play? And remember, they're not going to play really probably together. But he's probably going to redshirt, and they're not going to be on the same team technically. They'll be at practices for a year, but they won't be on the same team together at any point. So wouldn't you tell your little brother, you know, he would know what he's in for. You know what I'm saying? So I think that a lot of that stuff that you hear about how hard it is to play for Coach Pelini is a bunch of hooey, and I think that's pretty good evidence.
Well, yeah, and as was talked about with some of our recruiting analysts and was talked about earlier in the week on this show, this is viewed as not the strength of Bo Pelini, the recruiting and all of this that's going on. And as Mitch Sherman said yesterday, there's recruiting changes now. It's going to be crazier than it ever has been, really deregulating all that it is with coaches, and it's just going to be psychotic. And you might start to hear more about that from the coaches asked today, and I think from Bo Pelini as well at 2 o'clock. But everybody thinks this is a good class. I'm seeing it everywhere from 10th to 22nd, Scout, from Rivals, from ESPN. So that should be good enough.
Yeah, and that, because, again, I don't have the information from me, but I look at the national championship teams in 94, 95, 97. Back up a few years before that, how did Nebraska recruit? And, you know, again, I think they're probably in that neighborhood. I think they're probably somewhere between 10th and 22nd, you know, when they took a look at those recruits during that year. I mean, that's at least what's in my head anyway. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
A lot more coming up with Husker recruiting in a little bit, but as we do every Wednesday, we'll talk UNK sports with our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. We'll talk with Tyler Schnitzler. We know Luke McNitt has signed here within the last few minutes. We've talked to a lot of these kids, the Adams Central boys in Heinrichs and Ackerman, and so many more. Vinny Ross out at Grants. I know the coaches are as fired up, thinking this might be one of their best recruiting classes ever, at least for this group of coaches at UNK. The basketball team, Loper Lunch, we got wrestling. We got a whole lot of things going on. There is a Loper Lunch tomorrow at 11:45, so folks, check that out at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The basketball team's just one game this week, and that's at Fort Hays State Saturday at 2 and 4 o'clock. For the track team, they're at the Concordia Invite on Friday. Some are going to the Iowa State Classic, and that's where Marissa Bongers and Tanner Fruit, who are just blazing it up right now, will be going. We talked with Coach Bonzel about that. The women's swimming and diving team goes to the conference championships, which for them is not the MIAA, it's the Northern Sun. We'll talk about that for a second. Softball gets underway. They've moved that up to Friday, so we know what the weather's coming. It's going to be at Fort Hays State, Holly Carnes and her crew. The baseball season, as we talked about with Damon Day yesterday, is supposed to begin at Metro on Tuesday. So all kinds of things going on. And the 8th-ranked UNK wrestling team thumped Truman State and Lindenwood on Saturday, and now they get ready for the MIAA tournament. And Coach Mark Bauer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Just running all over the place today.
Got any recruits you need to tell me about?
Not yet. We're talking to some good kids. That's about all I can say.
There's two signing days. There's two different times. Yeah. There's fall. There's spring. Where do you get most of your action?
April. April's when it all hits. Second week of April, Tuesday, letter of intents go out.
You could have kids signed today, though. You could,
if they
wanted to.
They can commit.
They can commit.
But you know what? That's
a verbal
thing.
We've come to find that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here in the midst of all this football. This is also a contact sport, from what I hear. We've got districts going on this week. We've got state going on next week. But the MIAA championships, and this isn't the end either. You've got more going on after this. But first run into the MIAA. We talked about the swimming having associate membership in the Northern Sun. You've got a little bit of that in the MIAA. New teams coming in, as you predicted last time we talked to you. But MIAA, RMAC, that's what everybody wants to compare, so let's start there.
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of uncharted territory for us because this late in the season, we typically aren't wrestling in tournaments. This is something that, you know, when the coaches got together in the MIAA, there's six teams, you know, the question became, do we want to have our own little championship with 16 teams? You know, that's eight-man brackets. That means every bracket, first round, is going to have two matches. And some of those kids are going to go home with two matches in a tournament, which is very kind of unusual as well. I was not really for it. Because, you know, it's something we saw in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, where we used to, at the very end of the year, they had a conference championship, and a week later, they wrestled a regional tournament, and the only difference was one team.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, why are we doing this? Why are we wrestling the same teams again? Now, it's a little bit different in the MIAA conference, because that region is actually composed of three other regions, so there will be more teams, but again, six of those teams, 12 teams, are going to be the same teams. So I wasn't necessarily all for it. I would have much rather done a dual championship and just left it at that, you know, have everybody duel each other and leave it there. But they wanted a championship, and again, it's one more way to promote wrestling within their towns and so forth. And so, you know, we're going for it. You know, this is, I got totally bombed on that vote, but I was just like, you know, hey, it is what it is, and we're just going to go compete. So we're to the point in the season right now, I'm kind of happy with things. What I would consider intact. We're getting some momentum built up, obviously, with some nice wins here at home. It has really built some momentum for us. And I would tell you that we've only got two guys in the lineup that I would say are about 85-90%, just coming off of some injuries. But it's a matter of just getting their cardio, their conditioning back up again.
And how is that comeback for some of those guys? Because there are a couple of pretty good names for you that not quite full strength, and maybe one of those reasons why Yeah, the season hasn't gone as well, but no season ever goes as well as you really want it to. But talk a little bit about where they're at.
Yeah, you know, one of the things people ask me all the time is, are you guys going to win another championship? And you know what? You could have the greatest team on the face of the earth, and if all the stars and the moons aren't lined up exactly right, it isn't going to happen. And so, to me, it's more of a feel right now. And I got that feeling, you know, guy, it's coming together. And that's where we need to be right now. But yeah, you know, coming back off injuries, that's never easy, especially, you know, the sport of wrestling, such a psychological part of it as well, because physically or physiologically, if your body isn't performing up to your capabilities and what you think it should be, then it kind of starts working on your mind a little bit that I'm not where I need to be. And so it's a matter of time. The good thing is, you know, we're only a week into February and we've got some time here for these guys. You know, we can get some extra workouts in. We can push these guys a little bit harder. We got to be smart about it. We don't want to overtrain them too much because you can actually kind of hurt them that direction too. So we're trying to be smart about it and get these guys back, and we're pushing them as hard as we can push them right now. And again, this weekend will be kind of a nice thing for a couple of these guys because the weight classes they're going to be competing in aren't super tough. So it'll be a good challenge for them, a good test for them. And you know what? They could actually walk in there and win this thing and really, really boost their confidence.
We're talking with Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach. Last time we talked, you guys went, took it on the chin at the National Duels. You told us that that was a possibility with the lineup you have. Now that you get ready for MIAA, is there anybody besides you in Central Oklahoma that you consider tough, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Considered a favorite to win the MIAA championships? No. You know, Fort Hays, I will tell you, will have two kids, three that are projected to win it, two that should win it. Central Missouri has one, Truman has zero, and Lindenwood has zero. So, you know, I sat down. I've already gone through everybody's.
Not a wrestling coach.
Oh, yeah.
No, he already knows the points.
No, I've already sat down and looked at all of the other kids that are going to be competing and projected where we're going to get seeds. And just by looking at it, we're going to have five number one seeds. We're going to have more in Central Oklahoma. But one of the things that's very interesting about this tournament is that there are six teams at this tournament. This does kind of throw a wrench in things. And I'll tell you why, because we've actually experienced this before. 2006, maybe, 2007, I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2007. We were at Colorado School of Mines, and first round of our conference, our regional tournament, we had six byes. Now, the reason this is...
0 points, Randy.
Yeah, that's 0 points. You don't get any points.
Instead of beating up on the 1-15.
Right, correct. Right, you get advancement points, but what's going to happen down here at the MIAA Championships if we or Central Oklahoma or Hayes get a whole bunch of buys first round and these other teams are picking up bonus points with majors and technical falls and pins? That can hurt you. That can hurt you. So there's going to be some luck involved with this weekend as well. And people ask, well, how are those buys placed? Randomly by a computer. And in fact, when we were at the conference championship that year out in Colorado School of Mines, after about the fifth buy in a row, I was like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? And then they said, well, let's write this bracket down, redraw it, and we'll see what happens. They wrote it down, they drew it, and what do you know, we had a match. And so they ended up going back and giving us the original brackets. We still ended up a buy. It is a random draw, but it's luck. It's luck where those buys fall.
The important time is going to be here in a couple of weeks for regionals. What's the region look like, and what are you expecting?
Yeah, you know, honestly, going into the region this year, I thought Grand Canyon down in Phoenix, Arizona was just going to be dynamite, and really they are not showing me what I thought they were showing us. They've got their heavyweight is unbelievable. Like I think I told you before, this guy looks like he should be playing a line or a linebacker for Ohio State. I mean, this guy is enormous. But, you know, I think with some momentum, you know, I think if we can compete and finish strong here over the next couple weeks, you know, things are looking good for us. Again, we've talked about this before. You've got to get guys to the national tournament if you're planning on winning that thing. It's no different than high school. There's 14 weight classes. If you can get 10 to 12 kids to state high school, you're going to have a great chance of winning it. Last year, what did we take? 7 to nationals and 6 All-Americans won that thing. So again, you know, there's kind of a magic number there. We need to get you know, 7-8 guys to the national tournament if we have any chance, because right now, St. Cloud, they're number one ranked in the nation, but I would tell you right now there are 5 teams on any given day are going to win the national championship. And so it's going to be a matter of getting the guys there, being healthy, and going out and performing, which is your typical ingredients for a national championship.
Is one of those 5 teams, do they wrestle their home matches here in this town?
Do they wrestle their matches here?
Well, are you one of the 5?
We are one of the 5. There are 5 teams out there that I would consider that I would say that on any given day could do it. Yes. Yep.
Don't pay attention to the rankings, folks. It's a different team, and that's what we say all the time when it comes to a variety of different Division II sports. Mark, I know you're busy. I know we're busy. We won't keep any longer unless there's something else you want to let the folks know about, because you do have a Fort Hays State duel in between.
But
we're worried about this weekend and more worried about what's happening in 2 weeks. I assume you're going to get a chance to go watch a little bit of Omaha?
I'm hoping to. I tell you what, I'm disappointed, obviously, we don't have any more home meets, because we always love that. But, you know, in my AA championships, we head down to Hayes the next Thursday. I'm planning on primarily being there because my son, who's a senior, you know, cross my fingers, he goes down and has a good performance at Papillion-La Vista this weekend. We'll be wrestling and competing at the state tournament, and I look forward to that. And, yeah, we're recruiting some Nebraska kids. I've got to be there. Now, finding a kid and his family down there in, it's not the Quest anymore, what's it called?
CenturyLink.
Yeah, CenturyLink. That's like finding a needle in a haystack sometimes. And you know what I've learned? The best thing to do is listen for their moms up in the crowd. And I try to spot them in the crowd up there. And if I can spot the mama,
there's
find them.
Sometimes. Yeah. There's signs up there.
But no, I do appreciate everything you're doing for us. I brought you in a poster for our national championship team this last year. And we're looking forward to finish strong, hopefully, too.
That is outstanding stuff. Mark, we'll let you go. We'll see you at somewhere in Omaha. We're something beside. We're a bright UNK. I know that's kind of stand out a little bit, but we'll let you get out of here. Thanks
awesome.
For the time. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
It. Thank
That's
you.
Mark Good Bauer, head wrestling coach, UNK, as he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We have wrapped up our Loper Link portion. We will talk to Tyler Schnitzer. We'll talk some football. Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith because they offer all types of loans, from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, recruiting next.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Nothing beats chocolate for Valentine's, unless it comes with deliciously sweet strawberries dipped in 100% real premium chocolate. And that's why we at Mike and Mike are so excited about Fannie Mae Berries, made from the legendary Chicago chocolate company Fannie Mae.
Unlike other companies that use an oil-based compound rather than real chocolate on their berries, Fannie Mae Berries use large, luscious strawberries and dips them into rich, premium 100% chocolate. Freshness is key, so Fannie Mae Berries are dipped and shipped within 24 hours. The perfect indulgent gift for Valentine's. Let me tell you, score some huge points. Not only is it a great gift, but they taste fantastic. Our listeners get a special offer on Fannie Mae Berries. Order the half dozen decadent strawberries for only $19.99. That's $10 off the regular price. Half dozen large strawberries dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolate for only $19.99.
Here's what you need to do, and do it now. Go to fmberries.com. That's fmberries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and type in Mike. That's fmberries.com and type
Oak Hill Academy.
7 seconds to go. It's going to be Mello.
The school that produced 55 D1 recruits.
Got it again. 6 3-pointers by Mello in the period.
Including Carmelo Anthony. It's coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to be matched against the team that won 5 of the past 6 Class A trophies. Omaha Central. Plus 7 more top local and regional matchups all day February 9th. Featuring exclusive local coverage on the stations of Platte River Radio. Presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Graham Tire, and Equitable Bank. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for tip-off times and station.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today as we head up to 62 for a high. South winds will also stay breezy at around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies turn mostly clear with a low near 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It is Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter, as we will talk with Brian Munson from Big Red Report here in just a moment about National Letter of Intent signing day. Those guys are real busy. I've seen him all over the place already this morning.
Oh, you know, I've been following on Twitter and taking a look at what's going on. It's like, it's just unbelievable the amount of information that's kind of flying around out there about who's got what and where they're going. And it, if you're into this stuff, wow, today is like Christmas, you know, unwrapping all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty exciting. Yeah, you know, for me, I don't put as much stock into it as what a lot of people do, because, like I say, I mean, Tennessee did great 3 years ago in recruiting, you know, and they weren't a very good football team this year.
Well, it is that National Letter of Intent signing day, and Brian Munson of Big Red Report joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How soon's Mississippi going on probation?
Well, you know what? As soon as they can go ahead and pay off their loans this morning.
Man, oh, man. You know what? I'll be honest. I've always kind of wanted to see something like that, and it's so hard. I mean, you get a bunch of guys that go on a visit to any school, and they say, you know what? And Josh Banderas was trying to do that in Lincoln, maybe not with the same talent, and I, for the life of me, can't believe that all these guys that they signed this morning are in the top five at their position, according to different services. And again, we've got different services, and Brian with Scout and Big Red Report. But how in the world can you finally make something like that come together? Because it's there has to be a lot of work to do that legally.
Well, I think that there's a lot of work. I think that there's some stars aligning. I mean, when you start talking about the number one prospect in the nation, Robert Nkumdichie, the defensive end from Georgia, you know, it's not that he just pulled Mississippi out. I mean, his brother is there. And I think that that's a huge recruiting benefit that they had going in their favor. And I think the other thing that, and nobody really is talking about it yet, but I thought about it here just a second ago, it didn't hurt Ole Miss to set up a big day to have Nkumdichie pull Ole Miss out of the bag of hats that he had there at 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the morning kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day and lets those kids know, you know, which way the shiny team is going to be that day. And I think it gives these kids an opportunity to kind of, that obviously, they're all connected. They're all connected through Twitter or Facebook or whatever. They all speak to one another, and I think that these guys pay attention to that stuff and which way the momentum is going today.
Various sites, including your own, are officially reporting that Travell Dixon signed with Nebraska within the last few minutes and has faxed his letter of intent in. The kid that we talked about decommitting two different times as recently as Monday night to go to Arizona State. Should we even be happy about this, and can you enlighten us on this?
So I literally, as you guys were calling, I was hanging up with his old head coach, Ryan Antoine, who's actually at a different high school now. Antoine was really the support system for Travell Dixon. You know, prior to him leaving and moving on to another high school, which kind of left Dixon high and dry, that was the mentor. That was the guy that was helping him out with the recruiting thing. And for a lot of guys, that high school coach, it's an invaluable part of the process. It's the rock. And that's exactly what Coach Antoine was with Travell Dixon. So when I just got the phone with Coach Antoine, he said, I'm at a different high school now, which we already knew, but he said, the last time I spoke with Dixon, which was this morning, he was going to be signing with Nebraska. And from there, I think Josh Harvey, who's my counterpart up there in Lincoln, he was running with it as well. I think he was getting confirmation on the side as well. But we felt good enough to go ahead and go with it at that point. And I think, you know, guys, a lot of people are going to sit there and go, well, you know, this guy's been on the ship and off the ship now three different times. And I think, though, what people understand is this is a valuable part of this class. You lose as your Keel Bay today to Maryland, and you only have a Boz Joseph come in there as a high school cornerback. You're now still looking for a guy that you could potentially throw back there to corner. And I think there's some guys that they can, you know, I think Jonathan Rose, who they got from a transfer, is going to be a guy that's going to step up and be key to the team next year. But you also didn't get that wide receiver to go along with Kevin Gladney either. So Dixon can supplement you in a number of different areas, and you're going to need some flexibility as the season goes along.
Well, Dixon, obviously a bit of a surprise. Is there another get that Nebraska kind of reeled in that you really didn't feel like they had a very good shot at, and eventually Nebraska was able to kind of snatch him?
You know, I don't know necessarily if there was a guy that they kind of kept in the fray or they went out and got. I will say, Chango Kingolo, the offensive lineman from Fresno City College, he was a guy I had written off. And I think the reason why I just failed to mention him there like immediately as you asked me the question was because I still am kind of pinching myself that he's part of the class. Now, he has not officially faxed in yet, but Kingolo was a guy that I had written off, and I thought that for sure he was going to Tennessee. Now, this is a big get for Nebraska. This is a guy that plays tackle at Fresno City College, probably likely moves inside and plays guard. Great feet, great punch, just a very athletic 6'4", 300-pound guy who I think you throw in with Matt Sinnen right away and you upgrade your offensive line. That's one of the areas, you know, I think obviously, you know, if we talked about it, where the key areas were that they had to get better, was going to be offensive line, be one of the top one or two spots Nebraska had to get better at. And Nebraska gets better with Sinnen and Kingolo.
Talking with Brian Munson, Big Red Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska's signing class coming along. Last year, Nebraska had the big disappointment with Pete not coming on board. No big disappointments this year?
Even if it wasn't today,
I guess, Brian, let me supplement that. Even if it wasn't today?
Well, I think that ultimately when you look back at the year, I think not getting a junior college defensive tackle rates up there. I think not getting a junior college tight end rates up there. But when you start talking about a guy who was in the class and then exited the class, Marcus McWilson is going to be at the top of my list. And the reason why McWilson is going to be the top of my list about a guy that you kind of look back and say, that's going to hurt. I really felt like he was really the true free safety in the class. I felt like Drake Martinez and DJ Singleton and Nathan Gary, and you know, I thought those guys are strong safeties, if not peso guys. And that's fine. You could never have enough of those guys around. But when it came down to true free safety guys, I just didn't feel like there was one in the class besides Marcus McWilson. And that, to me, is going to be – that could be potentially a key thing. And I think that's, you know, with Charles Jackson moving to safety – that probably isn't as big as a hole anymore, but Marcus McWilson would have been a nice body to have back there.
Brian, has being in the Big Ten changed who Nebraska recruits, how Nebraska recruits, where Nebraska recruits? Is there really any difference with them being in a different conference on how things look for Nebraska when it comes to the recruiting season?
Well, I have seen a little bit of a difference, and I mean, obviously, there's probably some bias here, but I think Nebraska has not totally given up on Texas, but there's obviously less of a dependence on the state of Texas. I mean, Nebraska finishes up with three guys, I guess maybe four if you count Kingolo, because he's originally from Carrollton, Texas. They only finish up with four guys in the class out of 20, maybe 26 now, I think, if you count Dixon. And that's a low number. That's a low number in comparison to when you were playing in the Big 8 or the Big. That number would have been much higher, probably closer to 25%, maybe closer to 8. I mean, there were some years under Bill Callahan where that number was maybe even going to be closer to 10 in double digits. Nebraska has had to branch out a little bit. Obviously, they're in Illinois, they're in Ohio, they're out there now trying to recruit. Maryland taking advantage of John Papuchis being out there from that area, that part of the world. I think Coach Joseph, you know, in his specialty, which is down there from Louisiana over to Florida and up through Georgia, I think that's going to be something Nebraska is going to continue to try to develop. And I think though, you still see guys though that are going to come out of California, and I think Nebraska is going to continue to recruit them there.
Brian Munson with us here for another minute before we let him move on to his next gig from Big Red Report. Tony says Terry Joseph was saying yesterday something about a surprise. Who was he talking about? Was he talking about Travell? Was he talking about, because we had Mitch Sherman on yesterday saying the long shot of all long shots would be Mackenzie Alexander, who signed with Clemson this morning, or was it somebody else?
I think that based on yesterday, the big news yesterday was Dwayne Johnson out of Bel Air, Texas. I think a lot of people went that way as soon as that dime dropped a little bit. I've kind of had it in the back of my head, and I haven't seen any news about it today. In fact, I just kind of went over the internet a little bit and tried to scan through it a little bit. I wanted to take a look to see where Trinity Valley Junior College defensive tackle Quincy Russell was going. Quincy Russell, obviously, is a guy that Nebraska fans know. He's actually officially visited Nebraska twice, once out of high school and once last fall as a junior college sophomore, but he failed to academically qualify in December to transfer to Oklahoma. So he's back as a free agent, and he's out there in the world. I've tried to reach him this morning. I haven't heard anything from him, but that may be a name for Nebraska fans to keep in the back of their head that, you know, if things kind of press on here a little bit, and maybe if he doesn't academically even get a chance to get out of there by, you know, July, maybe he's a guy Nebraska reaches out to and gets him in Lincoln by August. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in the least bit if Nebraska tries to continue to be a player there with Quincy.
This isn't really so much of a question as just kind of asking for your comment. I'd read somewhere that 30 different visits have come in, 30 official visits to Nebraska. Of those 30, the coach has got 19 commitments to sign for Nebraska. Talk just a little bit about, I guess, your opinion of the ability of the coaching staff to close the deal once you've got somebody on the campus.
Well, it's huge. Nebraska has seen the early classes under Bo Pelini. I did a little study on this. I don't remember the numbers were off the top of my head, guys, so I apologize. But the numbers, the early years of Bo Pelini, the guys that would come in for official visits and then leave, would typically not end up, you know, especially during game day weekends. That was the big thing. You know, you bring a guy in there between September to November, that's honestly the best environment I think that you can give to a potential college recruit. You know, you want to show them what the game day environment's like. You want to show them what it looks like for 300-plus sellouts. You want to show them what 85,000 red screaming fans are. You know, I mean, that's what you can give to them. And Nebraska had done an awful job of closing those guys those first couple 3 years under Bo Pelini. And I think that that's one of the big reasons why this class is where it's at. I think Bo Pelini has really become that closer of the staff when it comes to the last thing you're going to do before you get in that van and drive back to the airport or can go back to wherever you're going, wherever you're from, is you're going to talk to the head man. And it's not a pressure situation. Bo typically takes it off. But he just presents opportunity. And I think the guys he's bringing in, they pass the profile test up to them. That they're smart guys. They recognize that stuff, and they see the opportunity in Nebraska. And they see what Nebraska has going for them. And Bo does a great job of putting it all in perspective.
Finally for me, Brian, and you can, I'll leave it open if there's something that we didn't chat about, but last year Nebraska didn't have as many scholarships available and a lot more was made of the walk-on class, and they got some good ones. Was it easier to get more kids because the scholarships were available? I know that's an easy yes, but how did that affect the way that it seemed like we had a lot more commits early and we're not hearing quite as much about the walk-ons?
Well, I think you kind of got the one that overshadows the other. I think last year, I think it was about this, you know, about this time, maybe a week before you and I had talked, it was like there was 22, you know, walk-ons that we had confirmed, and there were only 17 kids in the class. And it was kind of, you know, it was kind of this deal where the yin and the yang were out of balance. And you just didn't know really what to make of it, but it was just a thing where the numbers just weren't in alignment for Nebraska to take a big class. Now Nebraska gets a chance to take that big class. And I'm not sitting there and pointing at the class and saying, well, this class, the walk-ons, you know, aren't up to snuff with what they were in years past. I just don't fully believe that. You know, Zach Stovall, Dustin Glazer from down here in Texas, there are some solid players. Eric Evans, the tight end. There's some solid walk-ons in this class, guys that are just going to be overshadowed just because of the the mere mass of the actual recruiting class Nebraska is signing and putting together today.
With the signing of Terrell Newby and Adam Taylor, a couple of running backs, one from California, one from Texas, in my mind, I would say probably the area that Nebraska did the best at was recruiting running backs. Is it that position that they did the best at in terms of securing a position, or is there a different position that maybe Nebraska did a little bit better at than even running back?
Well, I like what they did at running back. There's no question that duo right there is extremely talented. In fact, I predict both those guys are going to play next season. I like what Nebraska did in the closing moments and the closing days for the offensive line. I think it would have been great if Nebraska could have hold on to Dan Samuelson. But I think you bring in Neville, Finn, Condolo, Hannon, and I'm missing one. Dwayne Johnson. I think that's a good group. But I think also Nebraska got some really good numbers on the defensive line. I like what they did at linebacker. They didn't really need a whole lot at running back, wide receiver. But I think the safety guys, especially the peso and the strong guys, you start talking about DJ Singleton and Drake Martinez, Nathan Gary. Those guys, to me, bring a physical presence back to the defensive secondary that Nebraska hasn't had in a while. And they're all very athletic, but they look like will linebackers playing the strong safety spot. So I'd say that I'm with you when it comes to rating those guys, the running back class is like the number one part of this class. But there are some other positions, especially in the trenches, where I don't think they're too far behind.
Okay, Brian, it's Christmas. Go play with your toys.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys, bringing me on all season long, and it's always good to talk to you guys back there in Kearney.
Well, we're going
to
track you down again. Have a great day, Brian. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Bet you guys. We'll see you.
Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com. Continuous chatter going on their website right now, keeping you up to date. The breaking news, Travell Dixon committing to Nebraska. I just hope now that you – because you nobody here outside of Josh Banderas, who I've met, interviewed, talked to, as far as any of these out-of-state guys, you don't know nothing about them.
Yeah.
You know nothing about them except what you've read on a chatter, on a blog.
Yeah.
So will he?
And even if you think you do know some stuff, there's other things going on there. And you know what? This is a very public, very major commitment. You know, I'm really glad there wasn't a national letter of intent signing day when I proposed to my wife. You know, I mean, you're making a commitment. I mean, it isn't the same commitment, okay? I'm not putting it in the same thing, but you know, this is their football future. This is the biggest decision these young men have made in their lifetimes. And to do it in such a public arena and then to sit there and criticize how they've done it, I don't think we're in that kind of position to judge. You know, I know what I'm rooting for. I know what I want. But I don't think that my needs and considerations ought to be what these young men kind of weigh out there. You know, I mean,
yes, it should.
Well, yeah, I would like it to. But let's be honest about this. And that is, this is the most major decision these young men have ever made in their lives up to this point. It is a big deal to them. And for them to vacillate a little bit on what I should I stay or should I go now? I mean, that's very, very difficult.
I'm just waiting for the letter of intent to be text or faxed or emailed to us from an old show friend, El Conquistador, who is just crazy about this kind of stuff and lives and dies for it. So can't wait to get his letter of intent. You can discuss it all today, folks, all day long, over lunch, over a meal tonight, during happy hour from 2 to 5:30 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. Today, turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with your choice of a side. It's only $5.99. Can't do lunch any better than that. Not a bad seat in the house. Kick back, have your favorite beverage, play some Keno, enjoy your meal, or just enjoy your meal. Doesn't matter what you're going to get. They've got great food every single day. And Wednesday is Big Burger Night. For just $5, you can get any burger off the menu. 7 ounces of ground chuck and fries, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger, the bacon burger, whatever you want, from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop Wednesday nights in Kearney and Grand Island. We'll catch up with Tyler Schnitzler, All-Stater out of Kennesaw, who signed with UNK this morning. That and more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, it's the Herd. I believe successful teamwork is the foundation for successful business. Makes sense. And when you meet face-to-face, you work more effectively, obviously. But with clients and coworkers all over the country, all over the globe these days, on the go, coming together is impossible. That's why I've used and use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. We use it at ESPN regularly. It's the powerful and simple way to meet and collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you are. Whenever you need to connect, it's there. It's just a click with GoToMeeting to share your screen and work on the documents in real time. All you need is a webcam, and you can see everybody and see them in HD video. It's like meeting in person. It is so easy to launch. I figured it out. So easy to join a meeting using your computer, phone, or even your tablet. Even present from your iPad. GoToMeeting. Try it free now for a month. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today as we head up to 62 for a high. South winds will also stay breezy at around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies turn mostly clear with a low near 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are back. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on National Letter of Intent Signing Day. You know what we hope, Randy? The coaches hope we get these young men, and in some cases young women, wherever they're going to do and play,
sure,
and whatever
their sports are,
they want them to grow. They want them to mature. They want, by the time they're juniors and seniors, to be exactly what they thought they could be, helping their university and be great young men and women.
There's nurturing involved.
And that is exactly where I'm going with your next crop. Why? Why get the good seed? Why get the good land? And then mess up with an inferior pivot irrigation system? T&L is there for you. Unexpected maintenance been hammering you the last few seasons. Repairs on your electric pivot system getting you down. Maybe you're out doing something. All of a sudden, beep, got to go fix the pivot. No. Summer's too much fun and too much work to be working on a pivot all the time. Just ask the Oshners of Roseland. Their choice is simple because they own 8 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and have had a lot of confidence in their T&Ls throughout the years. You can discover the difference as well, just like the Oshners did. See your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. And watch your field grow and mature. coming up tomorrow on the program. Daryl Morris to talk UNK. Tony Harper to talk Hastings College. More on the Heartland Hoops Classic. More on district wrestling. Sean Callahan is with us on Friday to kind of put a big old bow on all of this and actually talk spring ball, because it's only, what, 3 weeks from Friday? Spring ball begins at Nebraska, and he'll be coming through at the end of the month. We'll talk about the tour there as well. Also, Ross Halford's going to join us Friday from Husker Mat to preview the district wrestling tournaments. It's an extremely busy time of the year, because not only do you have signing day, you've got the Heartland Hoops Classic, you've got girls sub-district basketball beginning next week, you got district and state wrestling. It's all out there in front of you. Some really good sporting events.
You're really kind of having that period where we're making that transition. Just the beginning of that transition where we're going to be going from wrapping up basketball and wrapping up wrestling and going through there. It's kind of funny to think that over half the girls' basketball teams in the state, in about 10 days, their season will be over with, because they will have lost at least, you know, they'll lose that one game in sub-district or district play up to that point, and then they're done. I mean, to me, that's kind of funny. That, not funny, but I mean, it just gives you an idea how far along in the calendar we are.
Well, this Monday, teams start dropping out.
Yeah.
Girls sub-district play-in games. And that starts on Monday. Plus, you got UNK and Hastings in the Storm. UNK, by the way, Hastings, by the way, has Nebraska Wesleyan coming in tonight. And the Storm has a young man that commits to a university that I have to be honest with.
St. Lawrence.
Yeah, I'd never heard of until hockey came around. And this is the second one. Nolan Glukowski. Has committed to St. Lawrence.
I think St. Lawrence, in most every other sport, there is no Division II hockey. So most teams that have hockey are Division I. There is Division III where you can do it with no scholarships whatsoever. But most of the teams are Division I, even though you're in North Dakota or something like that, where you're actually Division II in everything else except for ice hockey.
National Letter of Intent signing day for Division I, Division II, NAIA, and it's not just all football, and that brings us to our next guest, who is signing football today with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, but I think probably had a lot of other choices as well. Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, the All-Stater, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. And Tyler, thanks so much for the time, and first off, hey, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Take me a little bit through this morning. What was it like going through this process? Because let's face it, Randy and I never, ever signed this cool.
It was a little bit hectic just getting all the stuff, the paperwork together, and figuring that all stuff out.
So. Tyler, what were some of your other options? What were some of the choices that you were looking at?
I was looking at, like, South Dakota State and UNL a little bit and Hastings College.
So,
those were my choices.
So why UNK?
I just like the coaching staff, and their university is really nice, so it worked out.
Did you get a chance to make a trip to all the places that you wanted to travel to check out campuses and see coaches? Did you get to all those places?
Yeah, I made it to South Dakota State a couple times. I made it to Hastings because it's close. I never visited UNL on an official trip, but I don't know. I liked UNK, and it worked out, I guess, so.
How much of it is brick and mortar? You know, the facilities, the practice facilities, the school, the what you can study, and how much it is the people. How much of it was the coaching staff and that sort of thing, and kind of how you weigh those two?
They had a nice facilities, and their coaching staff was really nice to me. They get along well, and they're down to earth, so that was a big plus for me going there.
We're talking with Tyler Schnitzler, All-Stater from Kennesaw, who signed today with the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We were telling folks about that a couple of weeks ago. He's one of many of the local kids, I guess you would say, that is signing with UNK. Tyler, I'm interested. I mean, your basketball team is 20-0. Everybody knows you've got talent as far as quickness and can do things in track. Was football all along the sport you wanted to pursue in college, or was there something else? And is there a chance that you could do something else along with football at UNK?
I decided this year that football was going to be the sport I wanted to do. I had never really decided on basketball and track yet, just because it was, I think football is a little bit better at it. And what's the question? I'm sorry.
I was just wondering, is there a chance that you could compete in track? I mean, you couldn't do football, basketball at UNK, but is that something that the coaches have talked about, or is it strictly football right now?
Right now it's strictly football, and football is a big commitment in college, so I think I'm just going to stay with that and work on my football skills.
Well, Tyler, obviously in high school you played both sides of the ball. Is there a thought of what position you might be concentrating on at UNK?
There's no really set thing yet. They just told me they wanted me on a team and that wherever I fit in, they'd put me.
What does Tyler Schnitzler want to do?
I'd like to play the offensive side, a little bit of like running back or wide out or something like that. That's just my thoughts.
Well, of course, Randy, obviously Bronson Marsh comes in at the quarterback. You've got Luke McNitt that they're using as a slot back. If you would put Tyler Schnitzler back there as well, that would give a lot of people on the defensive side some headaches.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of different speed weapons. Have they talked a lot about the speed aspect? Is maybe the style of football that UNK is going to play, is that going to change and evolve with you guys coming in?
Not really. I haven't really. They said they played a fast-paced spread offense, and I think they're going to stay with that, and they're finding the guys that'll work for them.
We're talking with Tyler Schnitzler of Kennesaw, All-Staters, one of the kids that signs with UNK today. We should call him young man now. Do you officially become young man, Randy?
I think it's official. Okay, did you sign that?
He moves to young man. Have you talked to some of the other guys from around the area, Adam Central, Kearney, or any of your other friends or football players? Have you talked to any of the guys that have signed with UNK?
Not me to sign this year. I have an old teammate, Kogan Thompson. He's walked on at them with him last year, and I've talked to him a little bit about it, and that's about it.
Nebraska's always kind of cast a long shadow that covers a lot of Division II football programs. Talk to me a little bit about the decision you made in terms of potentially walking on at Nebraska, why you chose to go to UNK.
Well, UNK offered me a good scholarship, and I thought I might as well take it because I haven't got any really other offers yet. And I just committed, and I thought I'd stay with my word. And I turned down the walk-on at UNL. So
so many people want to do that, though. They want to come out of that tunnel, and that's good enough for them. Why that other element? I mean, obviously, it's nice
that's
to have college pay for it.
That's
yeah, it is a hard choice for a lot of people.
I don't know. I think I want to get settled in first before I start doing anything major. Like, UNL just was a good fit for me, and I think I can do well there.
Another minute here or so with Tyler Schnitzler joining us from Kennesaw the morning that he has signed his national letter of intent. Obviously, your family, your dad, your grandpa, obviously synonymous with high school football, especially small school high school football. Take me in, if you can, just tell me a little bit about how your dad and your grandpa maybe helped you with this process and what it's like growing up as a Schnitzler playing football.
Oh, they helped me a ton. They always, like, pushed me to be better at everything, and they've done a great job. And, I don't know, it's pretty hard. You got to live up to high expectations with my grandpa. He's crazy about that kind of stuff. So
I just wanted to know, how come, was he calling the plays during the season, or was it actually your dad calling the plays during the season? Because I saw grandpa in the stands. I was just trying to figure out who was calling plays.
It was my dad, but, you know, my grandpa's a big influence on him. So
it's a great family, and I can't let you go without talking about your basketball season. You guys put up your 20th win of the year last night. You're 20-0. The games that are left on your schedule, obviously, you're going to be favored in. How exciting is it that maybe it's going to be basketball that takes you to a state final as opposed to football, which I know you guys were trying to get accomplished, but this basketball season's been pretty special, too.
Yeah. We have six seniors on the team, and five of us have been starters for a long time, and we just play well together, and we're really hoping we can get there. So.
And finally, I kidded you before we started the interview a little bit about your brothers. The cover's not going to be totally bare over there at Kennesaw. What was it like getting a chance to play at least 1 year with your brothers here this past season?
It was pretty fun being the oldest one of them. I could push him around a little bit, but hopefully they learned a little bit to help the team out for next year, and I think they'll do just fine.
Well, Tyler, hey, we'll let you get back. I know you're just eager to get back to class today, so we'll let you do that and wish you congratulations and can't wait to see you in a UNK Loper uniform. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, Tyler. going to join us with UNK football and looking good, Tyler Schnitzler.
And I'll admit it. I'm a bigger Loper fan than I am a Husker fan. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I care more about how UNK does on a Saturday than I do the Huskers. That doesn't mean I'm rooting against them, but I like the direction that they're going with the early signings. But again, the bulk of what they're going to get done is going to be in the next 24 hours. It'll be after this wave has gone through, after about 5 o'clock.
I can't politically correct even go down that road.
Well, I'm in the minority. Go ahead. I'm in the minority here. The minority here. I mean, most people in Kearney probably care more about what goes on in Lincoln than in their own backyard.
I think.
And like what you like, but that's where I'm at.
We've tried to hit most of the kids that are going local or to a D1 program.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time.
And
the interest level, and we don't know about all that other thing.
Yeah.
Everything else is going out there. I congratulate all the kids. I congratulate all of them wherever they're going. Just been informed Kalen Brannigan signed to go to Doan with track today. And I was wondering, would it be Doan? Would it be Nebraska? What was going to happen there? So we just found out about like that. As we said, it's not just all guys and it's not just all gals. So looks like a couple that have yet to sign with the Huskers, Drake Martinez, of course, out in California where it's still 10 o'clock in the morning, and Chango Condola, who Brian Munson told us a little while ago was one of his biggest surprises, so hopefully nothing weird happens there.
Yeah.
With the rest of the day, and he's also out in California. So there you go. Those are the two that have yet to sign. Our poll question for yesterday, how closely do you follow National Signing Day? 50% said somewhat close, 39% said not close, 11% said psychotically over the top, my favorite day of the year, it's Christmas. Your poll question today, after his performance in the Super Bowl, should Joe Flacco be considered an elite quarterback? I said during our break, I said, elite, I'm not sure. I don't think he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League.
So rarely is the highest paid quarterback the one that deserves to be the highest paid quarterback. So that would just continue that streak, perhaps.
Is he elite? And I like Joe Flacco, and I like the Delaware story, and I've drafted him in fantasy leagues and all that kind of stuff, and I picked him to win the Super Bowl this year. Is he elite? I say no. I say
elite.
No, because that's where you're going. I think he can be. He's got more years to prove himself to get. He's on his way. Elite today, no. Elite today, no.
What does elite mean? Does it mean one of the top five? I think he's just outside of that. I think he's just outside the top five. I don't want anybody over Rodgers. This Manning guy's okay. You know, I mean, you're talking about playing football in the year 2013. This Manning guy's okay. This Breeze guy, this Brady guy, they're pretty good. You're starting to run out of spots in your top five now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't know if I... you know, I got to go win a football game. I got to go win a game, and I need a quarterback, and I can't take the ones I've already mentioned. Who do I want ahead of Flacco of the ones I mentioned? There's one more spot in the top five now. Who do I want ahead of Joe Flacco? Is it Romo? I don't know.
You know, when they were discussing the quarterbacks here, they had 10 on the board. Romo wasn't even one of them on ESPN the last couple of days when they were disagreeing.
And I think Romo's a pretty good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I really do. I'm just trying to think of who I want.
His numbers say that. Some of them picked Roethlisberger. Some of them picked Eli Manning.
And Manning's done this twice. Flacco's done once. I can't quite put Flacco there, but I think he's being cut down a little bit more than he deserves to be cut down, because I think he's pretty darn good quarterback.
And a good guy. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrap it up after this.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism.
metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details, prices, and store participation.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today as we head up to 62 for a high. South winds will also stay breezy at around 12 to 25. For tonight, skies turn mostly clear with a low near 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Duda, Randy Bush Cutter with you on this Wednesday, National 11-10 signing day. Bo Pelini's press conference live at 2 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. Some people not agreeing with your Tony Romo analysis.
Well, I think he's top 10. I didn't say he was top 5, so, you know, just because he used to sit over here.
Elite quarterbacks win Super Bowls, I guess.
You can be an elite quarterback and not win one. See Dan Marino here. You know, that isn't the only thing that makes you an elite quarterback. You win one and suddenly you're like, all right, I thought you sucked until, oh, they scored. You know, one drive,
Trent
one play.
Trent Dilfer an elite quarterback?
Exactly.
Jeff Hostetler an elite quarterback?
He had
Doug
a heck of a year that year, by the way.
Elite quarterback.
Who? Did you say Flutie?
No, Doug Williams.
Oh, Doug Williams, yeah. Well, he had, and you know, they had a good year. Here's the thing with Flacco. He's young. He's going to be around for a good 7 more years as a top-level kind of quarterback. That's why I think maybe you give him more money than you give maybe even a Peyton Manning, because Manning's only got a couple years left, probably. Probably. Now what?
Oh, here we go. John says, put Flacco in Madden or on Sports Illustrated and watch.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, speaking of elite, the elite car dealership in Nebraska and especially in our listening area is the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on South 2nd Avenue, and thinkmidway.com. Maybe you're not in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle and you just need to get something to get you through. How about something under $10,000? 50 pre-owned vehicles on the lot under $10,000. Maybe you just need some work on your vehicle. Pretty much, we've got all the snow melted. We've got more coming in. Something happened. Maybe you need an alignment. They'll take care of you. Maybe you need some tires. They'll take care of you. Maybe you just need to get that oil change. They'll take care of you. The car wash is on Saturday. That's part of their guarantee when you get a vehicle from Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's more than just the purchase. It's before. It's after. It's all the time that you have this vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Did we miss anything?
Yeah, that's everything I got. Yep, that's all I got.
Some great basketball again last night. A couple of things worth mentioning. Donovan Trumbull was down. Their boys, state-rated, they were down 19-0 in the first quarter to Boone Central Newman Grove.
To a pretty athletic team.
Who's ranked as well, fourth in C1. They tied it at 38. Boone Central scores at the buzzer to win 47-45. Donovan Trumbull's had a few buzzer beaters both sides so far this year.
So they go on a 38-19 run through the course of the game from that point on.
Riley Reinertsen, 36 last night in Gibbons' overtime win against Cozad. Matt Brown, 21 in the rivalry game. Adams Central over St. Cecilia, 56-50. Kearney Catholic boys and Kennesaw boys remain undefeated on the season. Just some highlights from last night's boys' action.
Kearney Catholic was up by 7 at halftime. They were up by 7 at halftime was all I think.
So Center that's the scored tweener
like,
game?
Like 6 points in the second half.
They so scored. That's the tweener game, huh?
Yeah, that's the tweener game. And you know, they didn't play that bad. They just couldn't hit a shot. And then that defense really got them going on in the second half.
All right, there you go. Fillmore Central girls, real deal. They really handed it to Sandy Creek last night in another battle of top 10 teams. So there you go, folks. That's going to wrap things up for our portion of your day. We will be back at 2 o'clock with Bo Pelini's press conference. It's basically going to sound like every press conference on Monday we air during the season. You'll be able to hear some of the questions from the media, and you'll be able to hear Coach break it down. I know he didn't want to break down individual guys lately. He's delved into that a little bit more.
And now you can, now that they put pen to paper.
Yeah, and you just... You're going to find out a little bit more about what Coach Pelini thinks about this class and how great everybody is. But you'll get a couple insights. You always get a couple bits. Sometimes you get nothing from these things. You always seem to get a couple bits from a signing day press conference. So that's coming up at 2 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. We do want to thank Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, Tyler Schnitzler, All-Stater from Kennesaw, who's going to UNK. And to all the athletes, congratulations. Tomorrow we'll talk with UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, more on the Huskers, and more on wrestling and Heartland Hoops and all that. Randy, have a great day.
Yeah, you ditto. See ya.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.